W2HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. It's the United Auto Workers versus the big three automakers.
The union says car makers need to share their record profits. The companies say they are, but they can't afford the union's demands.
We are a caring organization. This is not about greed. This is about sharing success.
Mark Stewart is chief operating officer at Stellantis, the parent firm of Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep. Their latest offer includes a 21% pay hike. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
In New England and eastern Canada, they're feeling the effects of post-tropical cyclone Lee. Lisa Bucci is with the National Hurricane Center.
We are expecting heavy rainfall from Lee, which could produce localized urban and small stream flooding. This would be for portions of far eastern Massachusetts, eastern Maine, New Brunswick, and western Nova Scotia.
And that's where landfall is expected to happen later this afternoon. This just in, Attorney General Ken Paxton's been acquitted by Texas senators of all 16 impeachment articles considered against him today. Four other articles held in abeyance. Paxton gets to return to his job as the Texas AG. He had been suspended without pay. 19 Republican members of the state Senate acted as jurors, charged with deciding his fate on whether allegations of corruption and abuse of power were serious enough to warrant permanently removing him from office. Again, he has been acquitted. The death of a young Iranian woman 1 year ago today started a movement. 22-year-old Mahsa Amini died while in custody of the country's religious police for allegedly not wearing her headscarf. CBS's Roxana Saberi.
The morality police have resumed their patrols after a brief break.
They write graffiti on the walls in different cities saying that Iran is drowning in revolution.
Holly Dagris is an Iran analyst with the Atlantic Council, a Washington, D.C.-based think tank.
Just because you're not seeing millions in the street corner doesn't mean that this is meaningless. This is very powerful, and it's shaken the regime to its core.
Will you be rolling up your sleeve for a COVID shot this fall?
The Reuters Ipsos poll finds about half of Americans said they are interested in getting an updated COVID-19 vaccine. The results suggest that more people might be willing to get a booster shot now than they did a year ago.
That's CBS's Linda Kenyon. And I need to do my duty to remind you that Monday is National Cheeseburger Day, and there are so many cheesy and beefy deals to be had just about everywhere that sells burgers. So while Mondays are usually a struggle, this should help make this one a little bit better. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
eBay Motors.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new poll suggests impeaching Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz is an unpopular idea with voters. Mike Mohn reports.
A Better Wisconsin Together, a left-leaning research group, is out with new survey results showing that Wisconsinites oppose impeaching Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz by a 24-point margin. The poll was released the same day Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss announced he's putting together a panel to look at grounds for removing the judge. A Better Wisconsin Together's Mike Brown says, based on the election and the survey, such a move goes against the will of voters.
Wisconsin voters value their votes, and they expect that their legislators will respect the results of those votes. The impeachment proceedings threatening to overturn the election are very definitely in opposition to what a very strong majority of Wisconsin voters feel.
The poll of 600 registered voters, conducted by a national firm, was essentially evenly split in connecting with Republicans and Democrats. Voss and other Republicans have floated a possible impeachment over opposition to comments Protasiewicz made on the campaign trail regarding redistricting. Brown notes that any misgivings about what the judge said prior to the election don't carry much weight.
The Judicial Commission, which oversees and enforces court ethics, has already dismissed several baseless complaints brought by state Republicans against Justice Protasiewicz, and they declared the matter closed.
Also from the poll, 46% of Wisconsin voters think any effort to remove Protasiewicz is driven by political motivations among Republicans based on the election results. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Johnson with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes. And so it goes. And so it goes. And so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Your host, Kristen Bry.
Hello, Wisconsin. Jane surprised me this morning with our new opener.
Oh, well, you can thank Todd for that.
Thank you, Todd Michaels.
Todd Michaels did a great job.
The voice of God when it comes to civic media promos. Thank you, Todd. But yeah, we cleaned it up. You know, now no longer have to be finding the funniest moments to throw into the promo.
I did love that part of it, but it was very time consuming.
Yes. So now we can free you up to do other things, like yes. Host the show.
There you go.
In 7 business days.
It better be 7. Snow coming early, little one.
No coming early. Well, good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
Good morning to everyone at home. We are continuing to update our studio. I feel like I sound like a new person on this new mic.
You do, actually, and I think I do, too.
The Civic Media Engineering team has been hard at work. We are so excited about all the changes happening to the Waukesha studio. We are not having a live stream today, so please, it doesn't matter because on the live stream they can't hear me anyways. But no video today, but we are live here in person.
Together.
I finally got to hug Jane.
Yep.
After a month, basically, since the last time I've seen her. And I've been telling you about this. So like since the evolution, it feels like on X, you know, formerly known as Twitter, I've just been less interested in posting my stuff there. And largely it's because it feels like so much of the stuff I see is so mean and hateful. And it's like, I don't have the energy to fight with you.
Sure.
And I also don't have the energy to debate whether or not I should engage and respond to the crappy thing you just said to me.
Is it worth your energy?
Because the number one thing, more than having like a glass of wine, my doctor told me, she's like, keep your stress levels down. Like, and she literally said, she's like, not first trimester, but second, third trimester, if one glass of wine will help you not feel as stressed, that is better.
Oh, wow.
So that's been kind of my calculus here. I was like, oh, like less Twitter time, engaging with people that especially people who don't even have like their name and their picture attached to their profile.
Right.
Better. But I ended up because I was actually really, I liked the summary, I would say, that I made yesterday on what the red flags are with the new proposal being voted on today on nonpartisan Iowa style redistricting that Robin Voss and the Assembly Republicans drafted at 3 a.m. on Tuesday.
As one does.
Introduced on Tuesday and are voting on today.
1 o'clock.
So I made a little summary video about it, and I finally decided, I was like, all right, I'll post it to Twitter. And James Widgerson, who's a longtime, not an anonymous account, but longtime conservative writer, never Trumper, pretty interesting guy in general, I would say, as far as he's very opinionated, but sticks to his guns as far as what he thinks, the Republicans should be doing, Democrats should be doing. And he responded to my video. So what's the plan when you get nothing and Protasiewicz is sent to impeachment phantom zone? And I responded, So the only two options are this proposal or impeachment. And he said, well, Evers could pick up the phone and take Voss up on his offer to negotiate. I know, that's crazy talk. So my question this morning is, should Evers negotiate with Voss over this? Because at least in sentiment, Voss has said that he is willing to... Because the big hang up here that is the difference of true nonpartisan redistricting is that in this proposal, as written, if the assembly with a simple majority rejects the maps twice,
yep,
they can still just draw the maps.
Yep.
And there is no part like there is in the Iowa in Iowa's law that it escalates to the Supreme Court. Like there's like a lot of cloudy, like that part's not really
clear.
Like what happens if the legislature draws the maps, then what happens? Like that part's not written in this bill. And so, cause I have heard, and granted this is hearsay, I have heard that Tony Evers, and granted he came in on the lame, you know, the lame duck session that took away some of his powers. And from the get go, it has not been a, it's not been hospitable.
No, I think that's a that's an accurate and fair description.
And so whose responsibility is it to be the bigger person for us to move forward? Is it Evers? Is it Republicans? Is it ever going to change? 844-967-2789. Should Evers in this situation be the bigger person? Should he pick up the phone and at least have try to have good faith negotiations with Robin Voss on potentially finally passing a bill that would get us nonpartisan maps, knowing that there's certain parts that would be like we need to not have the legislature just be able to reject what the legislative Legislative Reference Bureau comes up with. And actually try to negotiate this, or do elections have consequences and we should leave it up to the courts. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Jane, what do you think?
Well, I find it a little disingenuous from my favorite Chuckle-Meister, Robin Voss, because, again, they wrote this at 3 o'clock in the morning. They held a press conference, and today they're voting.
Yeah.
So, but, oh, yes, I want to talk. Let's chat. So Governor Evers picks up the phone right now before 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And Robin Voss is going to sit down with him? Seriously? Come on.
Well, and I, you know, to have the immediate reaction be almost, because it was really kind of like ba-bump in, oh, we had this press conference. And I think within a couple hours, Tony Evers put out a statement saying, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Like, I don't believe you. Is like, I don't believe that this is, we should trust you. And that's what I had said in my video yesterday, where it just, it's, the trust is so broken.
It is.
And whether you agree with it or not, the trust was broken on the flip side during the budget process where... You know, the crossing out and the using the line item veto and stuff like that. And Republicans claimed how much they felt like that was
misused.
Misused, but also just went back on so much of what felt like actually productive negotiations between the sales tax for stuff for Milwaukee, for the shared revenue. Some of the, even though there's still a lot of people who are upset about how much funding voucher schools got. But that was seen as a negotiation, right? Like there was some productive negotiations that happened with the budget this year. So maybe not all trust is broken, but it just is for the sake of getting stuff done. Who should be the bigger person? Or is it just heels in? We'll take it to the courts. And right now, liberals have a majority for now.
For now.
Because that is the other thing on this story is it didn't last very long, the talks of that potentially Robin Voss has eased up on impeachment talk, because then as of yesterday, this is such a weird story to me.
It's,
Voss consulting former justices on potential Protasiewicz impeachment. So he's basically like gathered a group of former justices whom shall remain anonymous.
Why are they anonymous?
So they can't be lobbied. So no one can bug them.
Oh, okay. Can we guess?
Well, I don't. Him and Michael Gableman don't get along anymore. So I can't think. I mean, that would be my first assumption, because I also off Abramson, Gableman. Like, I was not here for 17 years and before I was a child.
Right.
And so my ability to name living former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices, I would say, is limited of who is in the pool of potential.
Right. Who's available?
Yes. Who is available and that Voss would want
on this.
This. But he's now created a group, supposedly, of potential, like of former justices to have them weigh in on. And I don't know, like, what authority do they have? How is this different than, like, what the Judicial Committee, who has authority and who has already said, and, like, we dismiss these complaints? I don't really know the legal ramifications of this, but how quickly he went from Tuesday, let's avoid impeachment.
Yeah.
We finally are on board with nonpartisan maps. Evers says no. He's like, all right, well, I'm going to create this anonymous committee that you don't get to know who's on it. And have them let me know if they think whether or not she violated any ethics rules.
And is it fair to assume that these justices are getting paid for this review?
I don't know.
I mean,
don't know. I don't think they are. I think in the WP article I wrote, I don't think they're getting paid. They're just doing it out of the kindness of their heart.
And
their soft spot for Robin Voss.
Obviously.
All right. Well, we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Who should be the bigger person? Or should anyone be the bigger person? Should Tony even think about negotiating with Robin Voss? Or should we just
let it go through the courts?
Play our chances? 844-96-PARTY. We will take your texts and your calls after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft.
We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
93.5, The Tap. The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And we are asking the question, should Governor Tony Evers be the bigger person despite the history, despite the trust issues, and at least try to engage in a conversation about what nonpartisan maps could look like? Granted, it's a little short notice because 1 o'clock today, AB 415, AB 415, I don't know what they're calling it, which is similar to the Iowa model, is being voted on.
Yep.
I still have heard nothing. Granted, there's a lot to keep up with. I still have heard nothing from Wisconsin Republican senators. I know CBS 58, Emily Fannin and AJ Biapour interviewed Devin Lemieux, Senate Majority Leader, and I guess he visibly or even I think verbally stated how frustrated he was with the line of questioning. He's like, I've never mentioned impeachment. Because it's like, well, this is a pretty big story that you probably should have an opinion on.
That a lot of people in your party are kind of for.
Talking about. And
but
so,
don't ask me about it. Okay.
But I think it's because they know this is such a losing issue. And granted, so I want to get to this because I know we have some people on the line that we want to get to. But there was also a new poll that came out that finds Wisconsin voters overwhelmingly oppose unconstitutional impeachment by a 24-point margin.
Wow.
So that's more than double of what she
won by. Wow.
So we'll get to that, and we'll get more details of what that poll says after we take our first caller.
Dave from Mequon. Thanks for waiting, Dave. What do you want to say? Go ahead, Dave.
I believe that Tony Evers is definitely going to veto whatever comes out of this. That's just my thinking.
What's he said?
Already stated.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said it's going to be whatever. Although when he first ran and when he talked about it, if you remember, he did use the Iowa maps as a possibility, but his maps were actually thrown out because they were considered too gerrymandered, if you remember. So the ones
in 2021?
I believe so.
Are you talking about the maps that were first accepted by the Wisconsin Supreme Court and then they got appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court?
Correct.
So that wasn't because they were too gerrymandered.
The Supreme Court actually, I think, ruled or something. This is where I'm going to get a little bit, confused a little bit. But I think that's where, if you remember, his maps were thrown out, though. I know that there was a legal.
Yeah, no, you're right. The U.S. Supreme Court, basically, it was because of the majority minority consolidation right. of districts. And so they right. came back. And then right. basically because we were running out of time, the maps mm-hmm. that ended up getting picked was the new,
Correct.
The updated Republican maps.
Correct. So what I see here is this with Voss. He is obviously, from what you just reported, the 24% are saying, or the percentage of the amount.
The amount of people, yeah.
It's so great, yeah. That, yeah, he's probably like, maybe we shouldn't do this. And you know what? At the end of the day, I don't think it is an impeachment because it's not criminal. Do I think it's good that she was talking about stuff before she's even judging something? I think that's a whole different issue, but it's certainly not criminal. Usually that's what you use for impeachment, is something that's usually more or less criminal or something that's kind of not.
I mean, that's what the Constitution says. It's basically crimes and corruption.
While in office.
Right. So she said this. Well, I don't agree with her that she should have said that. She made it very clear. And again, I don't consider it criminal at all. I think, you know, when you are already predetermining something, I think that obviously shows a bias right away. But that doesn't mean she should be impeached for it.
Good to hear from you, Dave, as always. So thank you so much for giving us a call. 844-967-2789.
Hi, Esco, Wisconsin. This is Jane.
Jane, we can hear you. We do have another caller, though, so we'll get that in just a second. But we do have some texts on the conversation as far as, let me get those back up. As far as, we would love to hear from you, should Tony Evers be the bigger person? Robin Voss has said that he is willing to negotiate on this. Knowing there's a lot of trust issues here, knowing there is always politics at play, but asking you whether or not you think Tony Evers should be the bigger person. From the 715, I think Governor Evers should take a call with Voss to see what he has to say and maybe negotiate a bit, but he should stand firm on the key aspects of what we the people want. And if Voss can't agree, then send it to the courts. I kind of think that's where I'm at.
I don't hate that.
If he were to say, because it's saying, what's the worst thing that happens? If he says, well, we still want to hold up the part of the bill that they wrote that said the legislature can reject the LRB's maps and then make the amendments that they want to make. And if they don't budge on that, then he can veto it.
Yeah.
But I do feel like I land on the part of, like, if he's willing to budge on that, this is an opportunity to get the thing that we've all been, well, a lot of us have been asking for, yep, which is a nonpartisan redistricting process. But I think it comes back to the second part of this, which is the rush job out of all. No input from Democrats.
No input from the public.
No input from the public. No input from the administration. No input from even Senate Republicans, apparently, and still just like forcing it through. So we have a lot more text to get through. We would love to take your calls. Should Tony Evers be the bigger person and at least have a conversation with Voss when it comes to a new nonpartisan redistricting process? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We'll be back after this.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. Nearly 13,000 of America's unionized auto workers are on strike against Detroit's big three automakers. Union President Sean Fain.
The billionaire class has been taking everything, and the working class has been left scraping paycheck to paycheck just trying to survive.
Lee is now a post-tropical cyclone threatening New England and eastern Canada. WGME meteorologist Emily Santum is in Southport, Maine.
These wind gusts are going to be more consistent. It's becoming a lot windier out here. We're getting to the max part of the day. More so mid-afternoon, these waves are becoming even larger.
In the Texas State Senate.
Shall this article of impeachment be sustained? A yay vote is to convict. A nay vote is to acquit. Please mark your ballots.
Senators just voted on an acquittal for Attorney General Ken Paxton. They acted as jurors deciding his fate. He gets to return to his job as the Texas Attorney General. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human and affected climate change is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how everybody's joking now.
Devek.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was the thing for about 5 minutes.
It was like a
week.
Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. Jane Matinair is on the board. Greg Bach is here. And let's get away from the politics. Let's get away from schools. Let's have some fun and talk about the worst decisions in TV history.
So this article came across my viewing eyes. The 50 worst for 50 worst decisions made in television. An article posted by Rolling Stone, and it basically goes through the top 50 worst decisions ever made in television. I scrolled through it, and what I thought I would do is I'd start with one. I'm not going to do all 50, of course, because 50, that's a long time. That's a whole show.
Because time.
Yeah, because time.
Yeah, the time thing.
But what I did was from the 50th, I looked at the one that hit my eyes, the first one, and that was number 49. Which was America's Next Top Model asked contestants to swap ethnicities.
What year did that happen in?
It wasn't the 20s, or the 2020s. So it's exactly what it sounds like. In 2005, the contestants were asked to swap ethnicities, which meant that some of the white models wore blackface and others changed their skin tone, wore wigs as if to look like if they were Native American, Hawaiian, or Latinx. This, of course, it says here took place in social media. I think Facebook was probably the only one. We weren't about like what we're on now. This would get a person fired for even.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, this would never happen now. Because also on America's Next Top Model, didn't Tyra Banks put on like a... No, I think that was her talk show.
Her talk show. She put on a fat suit.
She put on a fat suit and like existed as a fat person. And like it was supposed to be very...
Revelatory.
Yeah,
and people were like... Are you Tyra Banks? No, I'm not. And she, as she says, she has defended the move in recent years. She didn't want to do blackface, but she wanted to see how people would deal with being a degraded race. And I'm like, just...
Is that the term she used? Was a degraded race?
Let's see here. She said... Oh, that degrade... I'm sorry. Degraded my race. Sorry. Degraded my race. But yeah, I'd still just take the L, Tyra. Just take the L. And you know what I'll do is I won't go into big explanation on some of them, but I'll just say this. Don't forget, folks, that the Geico Caveman commercials got their own TV show at one point, got canceled in less than one season. That was pretty cool.
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's what, in going through this list, how many I was like, I don't remember that happened. But we would love to hear from you of what sticks out to you as really bad TV decisions, either because it was like, ooh, that did not age well, or because the studio or the network lost a ton of money. 844-967-2789. And I think we got Joe from Appleton on the phone.
Hey, Joe.
Hello, lovely people. Greg.
So good morning. Joe, what do you think is the worst TV decision in history?
I tell you this, my wife and I were very big fans of How I Met Your Mother. I think, and in many ways, it was a spiritual successor to Seinfeld. That's a whole nother discussion.
Oh, interesting.
It started to wane in later seasons, but most shows do. But then it gets to the last season. They completely changed the setting from New York to some resort in New England. They changed the format, so the whole season, 20-some-odd episodes, takes place over one weekend. And, I mean, that just totally threw off the game, what it had been used to so far. Then they get to the season finale. I'm thinking, all right, this better pay off. And I think with the season finale or the series finale for How I Met Your Mother, the writers just gathered in a room and said, hey, you know what would be funny? If we did the equivalent of grabbing our audience by their big, dumb faces and screaming, F you! Because they undid everything that they had set up to that point. Pulled the rug out from under everybody's feet, and everybody hated it. Now, I can usually go back and watch old shows that kind of fell off and enjoy the good times. But with this, it was so bad, it spoiled the entire series, such that now when I see a rerun come on, all I can think of is, oh, you monsters. The seventh layer of hell is reserved for thee.
Boy, Joe, don't get dramatic or anything.
I get passionate about certain things.
So I have to ask then, because the other show that always pops up for me, the other like missed, like botched endings. I feel like I wasn't a Lost fan, but how Lost ended always gets listed as a terrible ending. And that's on this top 50 list. And then the other one is like the entire last season of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So do you have strong feelings about those, Joe?
I never watched Lost. I haven't kept up with Game of Thrones. I do hear that there are some, albeit a small minority, of defenders of the Lost season finale. I have not heard one person say How I Met Your Mother ended fine. And if they do meet that person, I know they're an alien.
All right.
Thank you very much,
well,
Joe.
Thanks so much for the call, Joe. But that's what I think is interesting. Greg, did you watch Lost?
I watched the first season. I watched the first two episodes I was dating a woman at the time. She's like, please just watch Lost. And I said, all right, I'll watch the pilot. And the pilot was two episodes. And as soon as it was done, I was like, thank you. I'm done with this now.
I'm not interested. Was it like the fantasy stuff or why didn't you get into it?
No interest whatsoever. And here I will say this. My sister is a fervent, diehard defender of everything Lost, to the point where one time I was going to say something about Lost just in like, hey, I watched it, whatever. I wasn't going to criticize it. And she like jumped at me. She was so, she's like, don't you ever say anything bad about Lost or I'll make fun of Doctor Who. I'm like, I wasn't going to make fun of it. I just didn't care. Like, there are fervent defenders of that show.
And I loved the show until they ruined it with the end.
With the end.
And even the last season, and it was very confusing and very convoluted to begin with. But the last season was all over the place, and the finale didn't answer so many intrinsic questions that had been part of the series from the beginning. Anybody who knows what smoke monster means will understand what I'm talking about.
Well, here's a question I have for the both of you. Do y'all remember a little show called Cop Rock?
Oh.
I don't.
Yeah.
I have no idea what Cop Rock
I'll give you a
Rock
very
is.
Quick overview. Legendary show creator Stephen Bochco wanted to make a Hill Street Blues into a Broadway musical. Everyone said no. So he said, you know what? I'm just going to make a cop show where throughout the show there are full dance and singing numbers based on various things that go on in a cop's life. It is so awful. There is a song where a guy sings about how he can get you, how he can kidnap you a child. Like,
what?
Yeah. It's ridiculous. The show was like, basically it got canceled as the first episode was being aired because they realized
cop
how
rock.
Hard they had failed on this one.
So wait, and but it was it Stephen Bochco? I'm reading
yes,
this
yes,
right now. So
yes,
it was
yes.
Oh, like so it went like a it was a real hard left turn into
yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. He's like, I just want everyone to dance.
Man, I don't remember that show at all, but that is really funny. We're talking about the worst TV decisions of all time. Could it be shows that were created, shows that were canceled? People that were fired, botched endings, 844-967-2789. We got Carmela from Milwaukee on the phone. Carmela, what is the worst TV decision of all time?
It has to be Game of Thrones.
The ending, the last season?
Yeah, just everything. Bran King, and just a couple episodes before he was named King, he's like, I can hold no titles. And, you know, and then all of a sudden he's like, why do you think I came all this way to be crowned king? It was just so ridiculous the whole last season. There's so many more.
I have to agree with you as far as like the investment of millions of people for well over a decade, I mean, basically over a decade, right? And like the intricacy and the details for so many seasons. And then like, let's just wrap it up. We're over this. And it's like how the last season felt.
Yeah, those two guys should.
Yeah, and I guess HBO offered to go longer so they could wrap it up. But the showrunners are the ones who decided, no, let's just kind of do it here.
The only good thing about the last season of Game of Thrones was I liked that the youngest daughter killed the Ice King.
But that whole war should have been a whole season.
Whole war could have been a whole season.
Yeah.
And then it did come out of nowhere. They were setting it up that it would most likely be somebody else, probably Jon Snow, and then she came out of nowhere. So
yeah.
I enjoyed that it was her, but at the same time, I was still kind of like, what? Wait.
The fast development of Daenerys and the Mad Queen, it's like that was like you loved her for like seven seasons until all of a sudden you're supposed to not love her. Like, I totally agree with you, Carmela.
Yeah. It just made me mad. And like, and then she got that look. And then she just destroyed the whole city, you know, and she's talking about breaking the wheel and then they turned it. And I was like, no, every time I do rewatch it because it makes me mad every time.
All right. Thanks so much for the call, Carmela. I have to agree with you that is up there, especially because there were so many people invested in it that were let down. Let's go to Charles in Green Bay. Charles, what was the worst TV decision of all time?
Putting on Housewives of Anywhere.
Yay!
Housewives of New York, or Housewives of Dallas, or Housewives of you know, Odang Junction, or Housewives of Poughkeepsie, or whatever. You know, why do we give a damn about their show? Why do we give a darn about what's going on with their life? The other fact of the matter is keeping up with the Kardashians. That one should have been canceled before it even got started.
I know Jane agrees with that one.
But the thing is that while
I'm sorry, but Jane and I are in the mode of sarcasm today.
Charles, I'm in the mode of sarcasm every day. But you and I and Cindy are going to have to get together and go drinking because I think we'd have a ball.
Go drink it at the Fox Valley, Appleton, Green Bay.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call, Charles.
Bye.
Oh, bye. Sorry, couldn't hear him. Greg, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, I mean, while those are terrible shows, those shows made billions of dollars, so those aren't going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, quality doesn't necessarily popularity does not equate popularity does not equate quality.
Quality. But yeah. Speaking of billions of dollars and billions of dollars lost.
Can we say the same time?
What I'm going to say, the fact that this is like super, I think it's top 10 on the list, but the fact that NBC canceled Baywatch after the first season.
Oh,
so talk about a bad business decision. Yeah. That's on this list. And you think about the millions, if not billions of dollars Baywatch has made since, but the fact that NBC had it for the first season and then we're like, nah.
Well, we're fine.
We'll pass.
I was going to say my $1 billion thing was when they launched Quibi in 2020.
Oh. What was Quibi?
Exactly.
See, that's the thing. I didn't even want to bring it up because I knew so many people. It was such a failure to launch that, like, I was living in Los Angeles at the time, and I was, like, trying to actively get a meeting with Quibi executives to try to pitch a show, but I was not famous, so they weren't taking anyone who wasn't already famous.
Yeah.
Because they had Chrissy Teigen, like every celebrity had these like 10-minute shows lined up that Quibi was going to be the next big thing.
Oh my
God. And it was basically literally the they were going to launch, the pandemic happened and TikTok started and everyone's like, "Oh, here's a bunch of free content I can get on my phone.
Oh wow.
Why would I subscribe and pay for 10-minute episodes?" And it just literally, what was it, Greg? $1.75 billion.
$1.75 billion. It started in April and ended in December, the same of 2020. But I was also going to lump that in with CNN Plus, which launched and canceled and went away within a month. I mean, it was crazy how much money was spent on these things, and they're
gone. All right. Well, we got to take a break, but 844-967-2789. What are the worst TV decisions of all time? We'll come back with your texts and your calls, and we'll also let you know who's at the Laughing Tap this weekend. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply.
you may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Be a comical one, they'll be standing in lines for those old honky-tonk.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry, along with Jane Matinair and Greg Bach. And we've been talking about the worst TV decisions of all time, according to, we saw this from Rolling Stone printed a piece about this, but we've also been taking your calls and texts on what you think is the worst TV decision of all time.
Charles from Green Bay called back and he wanted to add Fox News parting way with Tucker Carlson.
Is the worst decision of all time?
Well, I mean, certainly.
I disagree with that.
But their ratings took a big hit when he left.
But it was great,
the whole landscape. But yeah. What would you say as far as what do you, we'll end on this. Do you agree with what number one was on the list?
Let's see here. My computer is not loading well in this article because it's a very long page. Yeah, no, I don't agree with this. So number one is NBC cancels Freaks and Geeks. It was a beloved show. It was an underground show. This is not number one to me.
Because I agree with you. Because I think their number two should have been number one.
Yeah, and their number two is NBC turns Donald Trump into a television titan, which, yeah.
Absolutely.
That, I think, has a much more grander impact on the scope of history than Freaks and Geeks getting canceled.
Absolutely. But the one I did notice, number eight, which is HBO, TNT, Showtime, FX, all turned down Breaking Bad.
Wow.
I mean, just have to imagine being the person who says, it's like the person at Decca Records is like, yeah, we don't want the Beatles. We're fine. The Guitar Rock is going out. It's fine. They won't be anywhere in a year.
We do have a couple texts as well. Mark from the SAC, Fox's cancellation of Firefly. Another one coming in from the 608. Worst TV decision, Fox canceling Firefly before all episodes had aired out of order. Another one for Firefly. And then...
Wow. I need to watch this show. Or maybe not, because I won't be satisfied.
It's a really good show.
And then, fun fact, Sheryl Crow sang a song on Cop Rock. We recently found it on YouTube. I'll have to see if I can find it, and I'll pull it for tomorrow.
Sheryl Crow sang on Cop Rock. Well, some of the other ones I thought were interesting is when Norm MacDonald got fired from SNL, but also David Spade and Chris Farley getting fired from SNL.
Chris Farley, I didn't realize they had fired him.
Yeah, they fired all three of them because they were just getting too big, too much money. Chevy Chase gets his own talk show that lasts 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, these are the one that broke my heart the most is the people who played the Ropers on Three's Company got their own spinoff, and there was a thing in their contract saying if the show didn't last a season, they could come back. But when they left, they introduced Don Knotts' character, and the Roper show lasted a year and a half. So when it got canceled, they weren't allowed to come back, and they lost their jobs. Like, this is some nasty Hollywood stuff, in my opinion.
Welcome to the entertainment business. Yep. Well, that was super fun. I will link the article from Rolling Stone to today's show notes so you can go check out and see which ones you agree with, which ones you forgot about, and which ones you think should have been on there, or what order. But that was super fun. And also super fun is going to the Laughing Tap.
Yes, it is.
Comedy.
Yeah.
Stab some comedy, right?
Stab comedy. Comedy with you. And if you stab comedy this weekend, you might see Dan Schaefer, because Dan Schaefer told me he's coming to a show this weekend. So,
ooh, yeah, baby. That's so fun.
But we have Louis Katz coming to the Tap for 5 shows, Thursday, 2 Saturday, 2 Friday. Tickets are available, laughingtap.com. Very funny New York comic coming all the way out here. Finally get to see him. Very excited to see him. Jay, we got a clip?
We do.
I had this hippie roommate for a while. Her name was Juggle Sticks. She was super annoying. She insisted everything she bought had to be organic. She actually used, instead of a regular chemical-based deodorant, she used a crystal for deodorant. Anyone heard this before? Yeah? Yeah? You know how it works? Yeah, it doesn't, all right? She stunk. Go ahead. The crystal didn't summon some kind of bio fairy who magically made her pit smell like rainbows. She was a vegetarian who magically smelled like lamb shawarma, okay? It was disgusting. And it made me hungry. It freaked me out. One day, Juggle Six found a cat in the dumpster, brought him home, named him Dave Meowthews.
So yeah, Louie will be here 5 shows at the Laughing Tap, Thursday to Saturday to Friday, laughingtap.com.
Nice. Tickets are a steal.
Tickets are a steal, $20, no drink minimum. And then also, if you can't come to those shows, Sunday, Keg Stand-Up returns to Lakefront Brewery. That show is 6:30. There's a full menu before the show. Got 4 great comics from the region, Milwaukee and Chicago comics coming through for the Keg Stand-Up Show. Those tickets are available at milwaukeecomedy.com. That's our other company. And then finally, if you love comedy and if you want to meet me how Kristen, Bri, and I met years ago, you can volunteer for the Milwaukee Comedy Festival. We're looking for volunteers right now. Volunteers get to come to shows. It's not a lot of work, just helping out. You might be asked to drive. If you have a car, that'd be great because we have people doing things like running some errands if we need it. But go to mkecomedyfest.com/volunteers. Also, volunteers link is on the front page of mkecomedyfest.com.
That's an awesome idea and a great way to meet people and make some friends and check out the comedy scene in Milwaukee. That's terrific.
Yeah.
I would highly, not just because I got a friendship out of it, but as far as volunteer gigs go, you like basically collect tickets and you tell people where to go if they're coming into like the Dandy or something like that, because you got to go sneak through the back. And but it is, you get to see a free comedy show, you get to meet new people. It is very fun. I would highly recommend volunteering. It's like, you know, it's like the guy, people who couldn't get a Taylor Swift concert ticket, so then they just got jobs as security guards at stadiums. It's like basically the same thing,
exactly, with less teenage girls.
Exactly.
We got lots of stuff happening, and come on down, high five, and it'll be awesome.
All right. Well, you know, a little bit of a rough start this today, but we made it through.
Do you know why?
We revived.
Because we're professionals.
We are professionals. And specifically, Jane.
Well, and we have a team. We have a team of engineers, and everybody pitches in when things go awry. So thanks for everybody's help today, including Calvin and everybody. Casper,
thank
and
you
Corey
for...
and Drew and Brian and everyone.
And thank you to everyone at home who let us know that, hey, something's wrong. I would have kept just talking and everyone would have been like, why is there no talking on the air?
And Greg are having a weird conversation.
Yeah, so thank you so much for everyone who called in and texted today. Thank you to Alan Forsick. Thank you, Greg Bach. Thank you, Jane Matinere. We will be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. We got a new public service announcement. Paul Noonan will be here. So, yeah, come back tomorrow, 10 a.m. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
Dig out the Lederhosen. It's Oktoberfest in Hayward on Saturday, September 16th. This all-day fest features German food and beer, an axe-throwing contest, 50-50 raffle, and it wouldn't be the same without live polka music throughout the fest. Celebrate Oktoberfest in Hayward, Saturday, September 16th, 11 to 7 at the Sawyer County Fairgrounds Pavilion, and is brought to you by the Hayward Lions Club. More information at haywardoktoberfest.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.